This is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller, speaking to you from RestCon in Czech Republic. We're speaking with Amit Biani, and he is one of the founders of Telestax. How are you doing today, Amit?
Doing great. Thanks, Don, for spending time with me. It's really an honor to be on your channel.
It's actually my honor. I think our listeners will understand the reason for that as we get into our discussion a little bit. The major announcement here at RestCon has been about the RestCon One marketplace and RestCon One, some of the features that are in it. Maybe you could give us a little background on Telestax itself, and then we'll talk about the RestCon One.
Sure. So I think it's important to understand a little bit of where we come from before I give you a background of Telestax. That would give you the context. We are the people who are very passionate about open source. We started open source journey since the beginning of all of our careers, all the co-founders' career. We are the guys who work for JBoss. And we started this project, the open source for telco, way back in 2003. So the passion and the technology has been around for quite some time. And the Telestax was formed in 2011. So that is a little bit of context. So the legacy and the passion flows in the Telestax, where we have created the cutting edge technology, but we also understand that the technology itself doesn't drive the market. It has to be the ecosystem. This is what open source is all about, creating the ecosystem. We did it in the core. We achieved the success in core. We have thousands of developers. And now we are moving to the next level, where we are taking this idea of ecosystem, which we call as marketplace, and bring the partners, customers, and this ecosystem, and take it to the service providers, the other customers, prospects, in the geography where these partners or customers doesn't have direct reach.
One of the key features here is that carriers, a lot of the carriers out there, are going to have to move to provide additional services for their customers. They don't have the bandwidth, they don't have the inside technology resources to make that happen. And what you're enabling is the programmers that are out there that have the vision, they have the knowledge in certain areas to put that together, make a nice package or program, and put it up on the marketplace.
Absolutely. That's the real power of this marketplace and the technology. So as you rightly mentioned, the service provider has been always the last one to innovate. They like to wait and watch. Nothing wrong in that, but the boat has sailed, right? The ship has gone. The OTTs has been already taking over the market. There's no time to wait and watch. I would say there's no time to innovate in-house either. They have to depend on these brains outside their companies, outside their fraternity, who has the experience, who has been doing this for time and again, and bring this best of the best brains on their network to create something innovative. Now, again, if you bring these developers on service providers' network, it's very difficult for them to innovate because they don't understand the lower layer protocols. This lower layer protocols has been always mystery and has been always closed. It is difficult to understand. This is the gap which Telestax fills in. We have created this platform which allows the service providers to expose their network as RESTful HTTP API. So these core developers can simply work with the protocol that they have been working for ages and hence create an innovative solution and reach out to the market.
You're making it as easy as drag and drop type programming for the solutions that can be created.
Absolutely. That's the beauty of this thing, right? Even if you are a kind of guy who has the brilliant idea, but not necessarily the brilliant technical team, you could still go ahead and create an innovative application just by drag and drop.
There are a number of ways that the carriers can develop applications that would use the new revenue sharing model. These could be applications for real estate, restaurants, or healthcare. All of them could take advantage of the RestCon One technology. And then when they're finished, they could actually service their own customers, but then they can put the application up on RISC-on One Marketplace and obtain additional revenue.
Absolutely. One thing that I always bring up, Don, is the carriers has to understand they are not competing with other carriers. They are competing with this big internet giants like Google's and the Facebook's and the OTT apps. So they have to understand that how can they be contextual to the subscribers and not think a lot about being competitive internally within themselves, like service provider competing to the service provider, but be contextual, be open, expose the apps that your subscriber wants to use. Don't get stuck too much into the revenue. Oh, I always been used to 90% revenue share, 90% comes to me, 10% goes to developers. Open up that mentality. Look what Apple Play has done, right? They have given the majority of the shares to the developers and hence the innovation has happened. So the whole idea is they need to be flexible, open, not only in terms of the revenue, but also in terms of exposing their network and their subscriber.
Carriers need to understand that the channel and the revenue streams are changing. The carrier is going to have to look for a new breed of reseller to augment his current sales effort, and that will be able to sell the software and solutions that he brings on in the future. He will also need to bring on the additional services for his customers. Some may be an MRR-based application, and others would conform to the new revenue sharing model, which is going to be quite different than the current model.
Definitely, definitely. And though MRR is more, I would say, useful for SaaS company, but operators has been always doing this, right? They just call it as ARPU, A-R-P-U. So it's not something new that they have to do. The only new here is instead of always thinking about themselves, they have to think about their customers now and how to be contextual and bring the meaning to their customers.
Yeah, and that's the important thing here, is that the customers are actually demanding this already and they have to respond.
Exactly. There's no time, as I said in the start of this show, there's no time for them to wait and watch. They have to take the action or just keep watching their subscribers being moved away by these OTT apps. And day by day, the ARPU is decreasing. The voice, the SMS is already commodity. There is no secret behind that. All the operators feels the pain. If they don't react now, if they don't try to understand what that subscriber needs and open for that, I think it will be very late.
What do you think of the vendor showcase that's going on now? There's actually some very exciting applications out there that we're going to be talking to these vendors later on. But what's your thought on the vendor showcase?
It's very exciting. I think each of these guys, the vendors who have showed up in this program, they have really created this innovative apps, and they have been able to demonstrate how easy it is to create an innovative application on top of platform without necessarily understanding the technology, the underlying technology, and yet bring the value to the customers. This is something which we would want to take along with us in our marketplace, in our ecosystem, to the service providers and showcase this value that these guys are bringing on the table and how the service providers can easily adopt this application without necessarily putting a lot of money as a capex and yet generate the revenue right from the day one. This is the beauty.
A word to the wise would be keep checking the RISC-on One Marketplace for those applications so that they can see what they can start servicing their customers with.
Absolutely. The point is keep coming to the marketplace. We have few apps as of today. Within few days, the apps would double and then it would just keep growing. Not all the apps would be used by a service provider. There will be some apps which make sense depending on geography, some apps that doesn't make sense. But I'm dead sure the service providers would find something which is interesting for their geography and their customers.
Exactly. This is an international marketplace, so you're going to have applications that are European specific, US specific, and some that actually are all.
Absolutely. All these partners and customers are coming from different parts of the world, and whatever they have developed is initially for their local geography, but the idea is to expose it to the international market.
This is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller, speaking with Amit Biani. He is one of the founders of Telestax and Amit. It's been a pleasure, and congratulations on a very successful show.
Thanks a lot, Don. It's pleasure is all mine. I think somebody like you covering this event puts us to a very different level now.